He said, radio sucks because it's all been just boiled down to nothing but, and I quote here, packaging, playlists, and shouting.
105.3 The Zone. It is 6 a.m. at the end of the half in the morning. We've got mostly cloudy skies right now.
On February 24th, Philadelphia Rock Station of Y100 plays the final note of Pearl Jam's Alive and Fell Silent.
5105 Corn
and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Get a little Red Hot Chili Pepper, get the corn going. You got polenta, baby. Bring it home.
I go through one damn valley, and it's static. It's this. It goes from this to this. God, why can't they get this figured out?
From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. That was the Exploding Hearts with their track Teenage Faces. And I've been listening to that song for quite a while, many months now, and only just last night decided to put it in the playlist. Great song, great band that had a lot of future promise. But tragically, three of the four members died in a car crash coming back from a gig at, I believe it was the Bottom of the Hill here in San Francisco. They had just been offered a deal on Lookout Records. This was back in the summer of 2003, and unfortunately they are no longer with us, so rest in peace, boys, but really, really great music, and if I'm able to turn a few more people on to them that never heard of them before, then I think it's all the better. And to kick off the show was San Francisco's own Recliner with Float Away. That came off their most recent album, Tranquilizer, which came out last year, I believe. And I wanted to play them to also plug a show that they have coming up, a series of shows, actually. They are playing on May 17th at the Red Devil Lounge in San Francisco. So if you're in the city or in the Bay Area, please do go check them out. This is a warm-up show for their mini tour that they are about to do in Japan. Now, they did one of these maybe a couple years ago, I think. They booked themselves a series of shows at clubs in Japan and had a great time, met a lot of great friends, so I am assuming that they are using some of those contacts to go back there. So check out sf.insomniaradio.net for all the pertinent links. And in fact, regarding their last Japanese tour, you can see their video from Atsuki Jones on poisonpenrecords.com. I will, again, provide the link so that I don't bore you here to tears. All right, coming up next. What do I have coming up? Oh, this is a band from Southern California called The Coral Sea, and this is Look at Her Face.
Back, regretful and true. You look back in front of me, completely in you. This kid's got your back. The sunlight is true. be my object of love. Hand over your power to the man in charge. By the hour, you'll get me hard. Built to thrill.
Hey, welcome back, and thanks for sticking around. That was San Francisco-based Wire Graffiti with Object. I played a track of theirs many, many moons ago. It was called Bell the Killer, and I just love their catchy, quirky stuff. It's really, really good. So I will let you know where you can get the album, which I believe is coming out on May 19th. If I have the date correct and the year correct, actually, they are doing a 10-year anniversary show at the bottom of the hill on May 19th. Recliner's the 17th, Wire Graffiti's the 19th. Get it straight, Scott. you can find out more about them over at my site, sf.insomniaradio.net. And to lead off that set, from Santa Barbara was the Coral Sea with Look at Her Face. All right, I'm not going to bore you with a lot of chit-chat, but I do want to thank those of you who have taken the time to write me in the past week or so regarding some of the recent shows. I'm really glad you're digging the music. I'm really glad, well, not really glad that you're becoming poorer as a result, but thanks a ton for checking out the bands and for buying their albums, because that's what this is really all about. In addition to my love for just finding great music and exposing it to the world. All right, coming up is a fairly recently formed band. They're also based in San Francisco. They're called Sir Salvatore, and this is their track, Hooray This Projector. See you in a bit.
Thank you.
right, let's keep it going. This is The Old Soul with River of Daughters.
I'd love you in the water naked. You were looking much hotter, cleaning clams for your daughter rather than rearranging your locker. In Japan, I'd give you the offer, honey, that you and me rule the world.
Proving yet again that Canada is just a burgeoning, I don't know, training ground? I don't know what the right phrase is. But the most amazing music comes out of Canada. They are from Toronto. They're called The Old Soul, and the track was River of Daughters. The track was available through IOTA Promenet, so once again, major props to the folks at IOTA. All right, coming up is also another band that recently contacted me. They're called Sentinel, and they submitted me their music and a bunch of tracks, and I think I like this one the best so far. This is Diamond Bows here on Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
¶¶
San Francisco's Sentinel with Diamond Bows. And really, really, really lush vocal harmonies. Just good stuff all around. Okay, I've got one more track for you. And I know it's, for me at least, it seems like I've kind of sped through this episode. But that's what happens when you really have nothing to talk about, but are really excited about the music. One thing that I do want to mention is in the previous episode, I sort of went on a little rant about MySpace and have not been on MySpace in days, and it feels so liberating. It feels great. I'm actually making band contacts through Verb. Again, you can hit me up over at VIRB.com/IRSF. That's Verb.com/IRSF. And I'm liking it so much. It's extremely liberating not to put up with all the crap that you have to deal with MySpace, all the hangups, all of the unexpected errors, which by now for everybody should be expected that there are going to be a ton of errors, all the spam, all that crap. So anyways, if you haven't already, create an account there. It's really super easy and free, of course, and look me up. All right. I played Eloise in the last episode. They actually led off episode 41. They are now closing out episode 42. They're from Los Angeles. They're the band that sent me three songs. I couldn't decide which to play, so I decided to play all of them. Expect the third submitted song in next week's episode. But this is a really, really, really great song, obviously, or I wouldn't be playing it. And see if it reminds you, because I was trying to think of who it reminds me of. And the closest that I could come up with was late 80s Blake Babies featuring Juliana Hatfield. And that's what it sounds like to me. And that's an incredible compliment to these guys. So check them out and all of the other great bands that I played today over at sf.insomniaradio.net. If you are so inclined to provide me with some feedback, you can reach me, scott@insomniaradio.net. Or, of course, at verb.com/IRSF. So, taking you out, it's Eloise with Wondering. I hope you have a fantastic week, and I will see you next time around. Ciao.
Mind.
You've been listening to IR San Francisco with Scott Tinetti, part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. If you'd like to learn more about the bands you heard on this episode, visit sf.insomniaradio.net. Or to subscribe, feeds.feedburner.com/IRSF, or look for us in iTunes.